Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Jenna is on the phone today, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Pete. And we're going to help her find out why in just a second. But first, Jenna, how long has it been since you heard from Pete?
It's been a week or so, I'd say.
And how many times have you reached out to him?
I reached out a few times. I haven't heard anything. You know, we had a great first date. We met at a sports bar. Okay. I met him on Hinge, and then we found out that we have like some mutual friends, and you know, they were like, yeah, you guys definitely need to hang out. So
you met him on Hinge, and then you found out you had mutual friends, and then you told your friends and they were like, yeah, you guys would be a good fit.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us about the date.
So we went to a sports bar. You know, our mutual friends both said that we're laid back, so we both decided to just go to a sports bar, get some wings and some beers. And you know, he was such a gentleman the whole time. He opened the door for me, and he even let out my chair. That's never happened before. And I just don't know, he's super hot. He's like a 10 out of 10, a gentleman. Okay. And super good looking, so I'm really into him.
How was the personality?
Right. Great personality. I mean, his mannerisms were A1. You know, the thing is, I noticed he was using a napkin when eating the wings. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I can think about why he ghosted me was maybe I was like licking my fingers when I was eating my wings. That might have grossed him out.
Rather than using a napkin or like washing them?
Yeah, he was like using a napkin. He was really like prim and proper. I don't want him to think like I'm this gross girl.
He's the weird one, in my opinion. You're supposed to lick your fingers after you eat wings.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
Is this Downton Abbey?
Right?
I mean,
give me some tea with that wing.
My lips and everything, they were good.
That's the only thing you can think of is maybe he thought that you were a barbarian because you were licking your fingers instead of using a napkin like a classy lad.
That's the only thing I can think about.
So what was your last interaction like?
I texted him to let him know, like, what a great date, and he just never responded.
Huh.
I mean, the end of the date, it was great, you know?
Did you, like, kiss or anything?
We did. We had a little small, it wasn't, like, you know, tonguing down, but
sure.
The conversation was really well. I mean, he talked about his grandparents and how he admired their relationship. And we talked about music. We have a lot of artists that we like, some of the same artists. And
music compatibility is really important on a date.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it was pretty light, laid back. I mean, what really got me is that he was just such a gentleman. I've never had that before.
Okay.
Never. And he completely ghosted me.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can figure it out. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and then ask him why he's ghosting you, see if he tells us, and then maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Jenna is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by Pete. So we're about to call him and see if we can figure out why he's getting ghosted and maybe get her another date if she's still into it after she hears the reason. Before we do that, though, Jenna, why don't you catch everybody up on your time with Pete?
My time with Pete was incredible. He's an awesome guy. He's everything that I'm looking for in a man. He's really good looking. And I just don't know what happened. I text him and never heard anything back from him. We just have so much in common. Common friends, common music. I mean,
except for he's a napkin user, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for he's a napkin user, right? So I think that was the issue. If I had to assume, I was licking my fingers when I was eating my chicken wings and he was using a napkin. So
yeah, I mean, the only weird thing about that would have been if you would have grabbed his napkin and then licked the napkin clean as well.
That would have been
that
weird.
Would have been weird. Very but those weird. Fingers, I don't see that as a weird thing. All right, we're about to call him. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Pete, please?
Yeah, this is Pete.
Hey, Pete, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show and it's called The Jubal Show.
Yeah, hi, Pete. The show is here as well. My name is Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going okay. What's going on?
Have you ever listened to the show before?
I've listened to the show and, did I win something? I mean, that would be great.
Maybe you could have won something. I'm not really sure yet.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you've heard a first date follow-up before, but that's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then you get ghosted, you can email us to get that person on the phone and ask why you're getting ghosted. So you are currently ghosting somebody and they want to know why.
Oh, okay. Who am I ghosting?
You don't know who you're ghosting? Have you gone on any dates and just stopped talking to somebody recently?
Oh, you guys are talking about Jenna, aren't you?
Yes.
So, yeah, no, Jenna, I mean, don't get me wrong. I had a lot of fun on the date. You know, I thought we, you know, shared a bunch of mutual interests and she seemed very engaged in everything. But I don't know what happened, but a couple drinks in and she starts calling me Steve. And I understand that, you know, Pete and Steve kind of sound the same. Definitely have, you know, certain consonants at play here. So I don't know why. And I was trying to like write it off, you know, but, yeah, no, she kept calling me Steve. And it was a turnoff. It seemed disrespectful. I don't know if she has a thing for a guy named Steve. She's still hung up on somebody. I don't know.
Did you say anything to her when she called you Steve? Did you correct her? Did you ask who Steve was?
At first she was like slurring her words a little bit. And don't get me wrong. Like I can hold my own when it comes to alcohol, and I've dealt with a couple of lightweights in my day, so I didn't think much of it. But then I realized, you know, yeah, it wasn't any kind of mistake. She was definitely saying Steve over and over again. So it really started to wear on me. I didn't want to say anything, and I didn't want to also like cause any kind of scene. I didn't want to be disrespectful to her because she was, you know, getting more and more intoxicated and whatnot. So I just decided to call it there. One time I was trying to get things back on track, and I was like telling her a story about, you know, trying to throw my name in there. I was like, you know, a friend was like, "Hey, Pete." And I was like, "Yeah." And they were like, "Pete, can you do this for me?" You know, I was trying to like reiterate, and she wasn't getting the hint. I don't know. So that's why I haven't followed up. That's why I haven't like returned any texts or anything, just because I felt a bit disrespected, a bit dejected, because, you know, I don't want her mistaking me for some other dude, you know?
That's fair. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for telling us, Steve. Appreciate that.
Pete, yeah, we know. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Thanks for that. That's great. Now your entire listenership, I appreciate that. My name is Pete.
Pete.
On the record.
Got you, Pete. Well, hey, guess what? On the record, Jenna is actually on the phone too, and she's listening and wants to talk to you. She's been listening this whole time.
Oh, goodness. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Hi. And hi, Jenna.
It's Pete.
Hi, Pete. I'm so sorry. I was super nervous on our date, and I apologize completely. Steve is my boss, and I'm with
him
all day, and it's just kind of by default. I don't want to say anything because we're on the radio, and he might be listening in, so great boss, but yeah, I work a lot, and I try to do my job as best I can, so I'm a little bit of a workaholic, so please forgive me. I know your name is Pete, and I just asked for a second chance to get it right.
I'm sorry. I can't get over this boss thing. Victoria, can you imagine going on a date and calling somebody Jubal?
Absolutely not. If he texts me to ask any question, I purposely later.
I know, Jenna, when you're nervous, things happen, but that's so funny.
I know. I would have never imagined that was the reason. I'm so sorry. How many times did I call you Steve?
I mean, I lost count after the first 11. So.
You went in on the Steve.
Oh, my God.
You probably called him Steve more times than you called him Pete.
Admittedly, no, I can appreciate, you know, the work ethic and everything, and I can appreciate having a hard boss, so... I'm glad it's not an ex. That's understandable.
Yeah, I'm not into anybody. I have no one in my life. I'm totally interested in seeing where things go with you and I. So just to make that clear.
Pete, would you like to go out with Jenna again on another date? We'll pay for it.
You know, that sounds like a lot of fun. I did have fun on the day with Jenna, and, you know, just as long as there are no other names tossed around besides Pete and Jenna, then I'm okay. That's fine.
We'll find a place to send you that involves name tags, just to be safe.
Just bring your own. Hello, yeah. My name is.
Yeah, please. Let's go.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.